Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from National Opinion Service. Is this Sandra?
Yes.
So I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it's been a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
And what is your age?
Over 70.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Now, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And that will be much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And that will be a strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, bad information on faith, border security.
What was that?
Sorry?
What was the one before border security?
Border security, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of students, protecting and streaming social security and Medicare.
Okay, I would say abortion rights, and did you have democracy, protecting democracy? No.
Let me check real quick here. I have here reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, making college more affordable.
And what else?
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages.
Lowering the cost of goods and abortion.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one, Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Zero.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Joe Biden.
100.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Democrats in Congress.
95.
Cornel West.
Zero.
Thank you. Now, I know it's been a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're on the side, just say so.
Joe Biden.
Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
A lot.
Some, only a little, nothing at all.
A lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Okay. And that would be much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards them, Biden administrations?
They want to fight about the abortion, Roe v. Wade. I think he's doing things to try to lower the cost of goods, especially those fees, junk fees. And he wants to strengthen Social Security and Medicare.
Social Security and Medicare. Okay, thank you for your opinion. We almost finished with the survey. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? A lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And how has you read, seen, or heard and recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Okay. And that would be much more less favorable or somewhat less favorable?
Much more less favorable.
Okay.
There should be now, another opinion in there.
And what have you read? And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
I think he has dementia. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't talk about the kind of policies he has are crazy. And he's just nuts. Period.
Now, I'd like you to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, is stagnant wages and rising costs.
I only get two?
Yes.
The election of Donald Trump and the Supreme Court. I think you said something about the Supreme Court, right?
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. First one, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden.
Okay, and that will be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay, next one. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
What am I supposed to do again?
Who do you think we're dealing with? Yeah.
Joe Biden will deal with that better.
Okay, and that will be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Next one, securing our borders.
Joe Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden, much better.
Thank you. Next one. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Joe Biden, much better.
Thank you. And the last one. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden, much better.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Do I agree or disagree with what?
With the verdict.
The verdict? Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, and that will be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charge, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's no more related to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree with the statement.
And that will be strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, or other?
Other?
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's.
Okay.
4 years of college.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighborhoods are white?
It's less than half.
Less than half.
Is that
Thank
an
you.
Option? Less than half, yeah.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Now, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Do I identify as that? No.
Okay, thank you. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.